AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
This is the AC All Access Show on this Monday, the 16th of March, 2026. We're not sure what the weather's going to do today, but we know what it's like inside Frickers on South Main in Adrian. I am your host, Ian Wendt. We have Josh Mitchell, our engineer for the evening. Plenty of Adrian College sports to talk about. ACHA women's D1 hockey. We have men's lacrosse and softball coming up later in the show. But we're going to kick off the program, as we often do, with the sports information director at Adrian College. His name is Mike Prang. We're back all the way from eastern Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that was a long drive, mountainy drive, too.
Yeah, a bit of a hike. Yeah. Not for you, though.
Yeah, it was.
You guys beat us back by a little bit. That's where we are going to start, though. The NCAA women's hockey team, they earn the automatic bid from the Northern Collegiate Hockey Association. They draw the 11th seed in the bracket. They're playing the 6th seed, Wilkes University. It was interesting, the national percentage index that determines, you know, seeding and at-large bids and stuff like that, versus the USCHO poll, where they were flipped. Mm-hmm. You know, Adrian was higher in one, Wilkes higher in the other, and I guess the NPI was one goal more correct than the other poll. But you were there, pretty even game throughout most of it. Adrian just didn't get a couple bounces.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it came down to, the game of bounces. Like, you know, a lot of close hockey games do, and you know, we'll. Bit of a slow start for us, and Wilkes getting the one towards the end of the first, which kind of hurt us. I mean, you go back, you look at that play, we just cheated too much to one side and left the girl with the puck wide open, and she took it in deep and scored. And then going down 2-0, because they got, you know, that bounce that went in their favor. But, you know, getting the power play goal, and then the third period we kind of controlled, and just so many of those clusters in front of the net that just never found the back of it. So yeah. But I mean, overall, just another successful season for that program, and you know, I know they'll be back next year, and it'll be tough for Coach Davis to replace people like Riley Johnson and Courtney Benn. But I mean, we have to do that every year, replace people like that. So yeah. we're used to that. It's bad. It's sad to see them go, but you know, next person up.
And if there's someone that knows how to recruit, it's Coach Davis. He's recruited his fair share of All-Americans in his time. So.
Yes, he has.
Certainly those two and the other seniors, Allie Hubenschmidt, played, I think, maybe more minutes on Saturday than she did in the Slots Cup Championship. Not sure on that, but she played well. And Vanessa Rubin, she was in goal for the conference clincher regular season and the second Concordia game, where Adrian needed to split that series to maintain that top spot in the conference. So contributions all around. Very young team.
Yeah.
Coming back next year. So, you know, sky's the limit for that squad. Another NCAA tournament. We got the men's wrestling side. Aiden Smith makes it to day two and earns All-American status.
Yeah, I mean, that's the second time in his career. That was a huge transfer for us a few years ago, coming from Northern Illinois University. And then, finishing fourth last year to win an All-American spot. And then this year, place in eighth, a little bit of an upset in the quarters. He was the 4 seed, lost to the 5, and had to win another match in the consolation bracket, and then Saturday just didn't go his way. But you know, you advance to day two on the largest stage in Division III men's wrestling, and that just secures you an All-American spot, and that was great for him and great for the program that, you know, we're coaching multi-time All-Americans.
That's right, and you know, just the fact of Division I transfer in that, you know, hey, a guy that's, you know, been around the D1, let's say, facilities and all the different things that offers, and hey, I'll come to D3, I'll go to Adrian College, and he's been a great person to talk to on the show too. I know he's been on a couple times, and I'm sure disappointment for him, but I think he'll look back and say, okay, 2 All-Americans. You know, 2 All-American trophies, you know, nothing to shake your head at, you know, with those results. Softball team, they continue their road trips. They go to Kentucky, and they found the fence, and they went over it quite a few times in the game here, Prang.
Yeah. Sunday, seeing the scoring summary for both teams, we gave up our fair share, but we had 6 home runs in one game on Sunday and 2 in the next, and total for 8 on the day, and 6 home runs now sets a new program record for most in a single game, so that was awesome. You know, starting the season a little slow, finishing that Florida trip 4-6, and then midweek last week, they swept Capital in a non-conference doubleheader on the road, and then to finish 3-3 in Kentucky in a tournament hosted by Transylvania has been really good for that team. And Taylor Gerhardt, who you'll talk to later today, 3 weeks at MIAA at position player of the week for her, and there's only been 3 so far, so we're 3 for 3 in that position. Wow. All 3 have gone to Taylor, and you know, she's batting I think like 580 on the year already, so you know, just good leadership, and she's leading by example in the leadoff spot. She had a couple home runs on Sunday, and yeah, like that team's looking better and better every day. They're starting to grow, and talk about another team that's young, and
sure,
that's the softball team this year.
Yeah, and young in the circle too. Talked with Coach Fox about that. It's not necessarily new players, but it's innings pitched that they're losing a lot of from last year's squad. So you know, once the weather gets a little bit better here, we'll get some games outside and get that record rolling. Bulldog baseball, they go over to take on number 1 Denison. Lost in that. Was that a windy matchup? Was that a Thursday game? Did they try to play that?
It was supposed to be a Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing. Kind of their annual round robin with North Central out of Chicago, Denison, and Baldwin Wallace. And North Central hosted it this year. They hosted at Wheaton College because of Wheaton College having a turf field and some questionable weather. But yeah, that was a very windy, very cold, and then Saturday we played North Central where they had to battle some snow even.
Oh, wow.
And then they got to the point where they just postponed Sunday against Baldwin Wallace.
Well, looking outward a little bit, we have figure skating. They won their conference, placing first out of 24. Got men's volleyball, earned a nice split this weekend, a home try match. Boy, last weekend of home men's volleyball is this weekend? Seems like a short season, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's
pack them all in there, right?
It's just the way the conference schedule kind of drew. And I mean, if you think about it, men's volleyball starts in January, so we're already 2 months into the season at this point. And yeah, the last 2 weekends of conference players is on the road. So
okay,
so yeah, this weekend is the last of home matches for them, but. Yeah, still got 6 more regular season matches to go, all of them conference play. So big push for them to hopefully lock up a top 4 spot and make the MCBL tournament.
All right, this weekend, men's lacrosse, they're going to be home. That might be able to be outside. I think the weather might be decent by then. At least that's the plan, right?
I mean, they played outside last Saturday when it was a little chilly. So
okay.
That's the plan. Under the lights, Wednesday night against Baldwin Wallace, another non-conference matchup, and looking to grab their 3rd win of the year.
All right, going to touch on the spring concert that's jumping up here. Here's me thinking it was in April, but it's already this weekend.
Yeah, that's another thing, and Marowat Sport and Fitness Center, the Blue Gym, Chase Matthew coming in. A couple opening acts for him as well. So Saturday night will be the spring concert, Marowat Sport and Fitness Center. You can get tickets on adrianbulldogs.com. I'm pretty sure we're using hometown ticketing through us, or you can go to Chase Matthew website and grab them there. But come on by Saturday night, Marowat Sport and Fitness Center, our spring concert.
All right, I did not miss this one. I skipped it on purpose. I wanted it to be last right before we go to break. A big upset. Nationally, the perception was a big upset. Bulldog fans say it's not an upset as the Adrian men's D1 team takes down Minot State last night, 4-1, a final, and they're going to play for the conference semifinal tonight and a chance for a national championship. If they get the win today, they'd play tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, that's been a team that we were a little worried. We didn't get a first-round bye this year, but we were the highest remaining seed that didn't get a first-round bye. We took care of business against West Virginia on Thursday. Yes,
yep,
Thursday.
Long weekend.
Friday, right? Had Friday off, and then defeated number 8, Jamestown, on on Saturday pretty handily. We beat them 5-0, and then last night the Bulldogs just kept it rolling and defeated number one seeded Minot 4-1. We led 1-0 after the first, 2-0 after the second, and then even jumped it up to 3-0 in the third. They scored 6-on-5 late in the game, and then we sealed the game with an empty netter. So overall, just a great run that they're having right now. And then tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern time, we got UNLV, a rematch of the national championship last year where UNLV came out on top. So we're hunting for some revenge. UNLV's got the 4 seed, and we win that spot in the national championship. And then I'm sure we'll do our annual watch party down at ZZ's tomorrow night. So,
oh, and on the other side of that bracket, you got Calvin and Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's going to be a great one either way on Tuesday, and we hope that the Bulldogs will be in position. They've done a nice job thus far over in St. Louis. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk some ACHA Women's D1 hockey. We got Genesee Williams and Haley Wiltshire coming up next. This is the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Come out and watch the men's lacrosse team as they play Wednesday at 7. The men's volleyball team plays Friday at 7 and Saturday at 11, all on the Adrian College campus.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Come out and watch the men's lacrosse team as they play Wednesday at 7. The men's volleyball team plays Friday at 7 and Saturday at 11, all on the Adrian College campus.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show right here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. We are at Frickers in Adrian. I want to tell you about the ultimate frickin' Parkmore chicken sandwich. Pickles, onion, tomato, lettuce, some nice sauce. And that Parkmore chicken, like in a chicken breast. Normally it's like a chicken tender that you get on Sundays. Stacy, look at me. The Parkmore chicken sandwich.
Yeah,
it's the Parkmore is normally just a tender, but this is like a whole like chicken breast. It's nice. Pretty. We should have had that today.
They only do it on Sundays.
No, really?
That?
This?
The Parkmore is usually only on
it's
Sundays.
It's the ultimate sandwich, though.
I don't know.
I think that's happening right now. We should have done that. In addition to my Coney dog that I had, or whatever they call it. What they call my.
Dog.
A chili dog? Yeah, it's a chili dog.
We're not at a Coney restaurant.
Okay.
We're at Frickers. It's a freaking chili dog.
A freaking chili dog? Wonderful. All right, let's talk some ACHA Women's D1 Hockey. As promised, we have Genesee Williams and Haley Wiltshire. We have a senior and a grad student, which when I saw that, I was surprised that I had not talked to you both, but thank you both for being on today.
Yeah, we actually both transferred here, so.
Well, that's where we're going to start then. Genesee, talk about your journey to Adrian College.
So I was actually in the league before at Indiana Tech, rival school.
Ooh.
Rival school, wow, okay. And I made my move over here as the best decision I've ever made in my whole life. And loved every moment since.
Was that an early transfer decision, or when did you come in?
So my junior year, so last year is my first year here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Haley, same question.
I played at a school in Rhode Island, so I transferred after my first year, and then I had 4 full years at Adrian, so bit of a different situation.
Rhode Island.
The NCAA?
Yeah, it is D3.
Oh, okay. And you are from Calgary, Alberta.
Yep.
Help me with the geography. Calgary's like central west Canada? Or am I way off?
Yeah, like west, right above Montana.
So then you decided to go to Rhode Island for hockey?
Yeah.
That's pretty lengthy.
Yeah, pretty far, but
yeah,
they recruited me out of high school, so thought I'd go there and then transferred here.
What's high school hockey like up there? I know there's, like, on the men's side, there's juniors and stuff like that. Is that, that's not the case on the women's side, is it?
Not really. At least in Alberta, it's mainly you either play at a prep school or you play AAA. So I play AAA, and it's just regular AAA hockey.
Is that then after high school or during high school?
No, during.
Okay.
We don't really have juniors how men's have it, at least in Alberta. But.
All right. So I guess you could call that juniors.
Kind of.
Okay. All right. I'm starting to learn this stuff. The world of hockey is kind of complicated before you get to college, right?
Well, Ontario has juniors. Like, a lot of the girls we play with that are from Ontario, they do juniors.
You do. Okay.
Yeah. I'm from Alberta, too.
I was going to say you're from Alberta, too.
It all is confusing to me, too.
Yeah. And then you come to the States, and there's a little high school hockey, right? For girls, or not really?
I honestly have no clue. Our team has very few Americans on it, so barely heard anything about high school hockey here.
So that's interesting. Yeah. Do you guys, in a way, like, recruit each other? Like, do you kind of know?
Me and Haley actually played together growing up a little bit, and then I think we played against Ashlyn. You played with Ashlyn.
Yeah, I played with her, but we barely talked until we came here, actually. So it was just ironic that there's so many Alberta girls ended up here.
Yeah, and Haley, what ultimately brought you to Adrian College from, Rhode Island School?
I was looking to transfer, and I honestly wasn't even looking at ACHA at first, but then the coach reached out, and I looked into Adrian as a school, really liked the school, and loved that ACHA had more games and a few other things about it, so kind of just made a decision.
Yeah, quite a few more games. I feel like it's a long season.
It's definitely a long season. But
did you transfer in the same time as Genesee did?
No, I transferred a year before you, or 2 years? 2 years before you.
2 years, yep.
Okay, so your sophomore year?
Yes.
Okay. Now we got the journey. Now this season, Genesee, you've played in 31 games, 30 points. You're even split, 15-15. So regular season's done. Postseason is here. How would you say the regular season was for you? Or does that count your conference tournament?
I think it counts a conference. I might be wrong.
All right. So up until this point, how would you say the year's gone for you?
I couldn't have asked for a better year. Always can preach out to my line mates. I can't do it without them and our team. Our team is solid. I would say that I could bet that we're the closest team in our whole league. We're a very, very close team and depend on each other a lot. So.
Oh, very good. Haley, same question. 3 more games. 14 goals, 14 assists, so even split. Are you guys on a line together?
We were for most of the season. We just switched lines recently, but yeah.
Okay. Now, how would you say the year's gone for you?
I think pretty much the same. Like, it was a great season. I'm really excited for Nationals, and yeah, same as Jen.
Then here we go. The team is 19-13-2 overall, finished 11-3 in conference play. Conference tournament's done, so you're heading down to St. Louis. Correct?
Yep.
For the D1 Nationals. Later this week, you're 7th ranked in the country. Genesee, despite that record, you're still 7th in the nation. That strength of schedule had to be pretty good then.
Yeah. I think one thing, like, going into Nationals that we're really focused on is not thinking about who we're playing against, just playing our game no matter who we play. I mean, talking about last night after the men's team beat off my not ranked number one, I think that gave us a lot of motivation too, because we're 7th, we're playing ranked two number team first game, so it definitely gave us a lot of motivation, and hopefully we can do the same. We'll do it.
Yeah,
you've done it before, right?
I have.
Yeah,
and our team has.
The years are starting to roll together.
Yeah.
So you were on the national championship team.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I wasn't. No. I came in the year after.
Just tell her how it's done. I mean, yeah, what is it going to take, Haley, to get through? You know, you got number 2 Midland and number 11 UMass in your pool play, and if you do well, you'll advance out. But what's it going to take to get 2 wins?
I mean, kind of like Jen said, doesn't matter what team we're playing. We just have to play our game. We need to play consistent and just bring our A game every game, because in Nationals, it's a whole new playing pool. So
let's talk about the team a little bit. And you mentioned your line has been switched up a little bit. I guess I'll go the informal name. You've called her Jen every time, so I'll call you Jen. I won't go full name. You're like, is this my mom or dad talking to me? What has your line combination been like this season? And could you talk about your line mates?
Yeah, of course. So I was with Haley and Stitt before this. Now I'm with Chloe, Gregory, and Taylor Robinson. And we were aligned since day I got here, pretty much.
Yeah.
Maybe like second weekend in, we were paired together. Our team was struggling about with scoring just a little bit recently, so that's why we changed the lines up a little bit. I don't know. I think as of now they're going to stay the same, but I can't complain either. Who I'm playing with Ashlyn Stitt or Taylor and Chloe, they're all great players. I can't go wrong with either.
Yeah, it says Adrian College on the front of the
exactly.
sweater. That's all that matters. Haley, aside from Jen, I'll just cross off the rest of her name so I don't keep saying it. Line mates that you now have as of late.
Yeah, I'm still with Ashlyn Stitt, so I've been playing with her for on and off for the last 4 years. And then I'm with Tyla, who I've barely played with at all, but it seems to be working pretty well. We switched her right for our first game of playoffs, so it was interesting to adjust that in playoffs, but I think it's working well. We scored quite a bit of goals combined between some of our lines, but yeah.
Will you, and I've noticed this throughout the season with other teams on campus, will you switch your lines during a game? Like if things aren't going the way you think, will coach go back to maybe the way that it was? Has that happened before? I guess I'll leave it up to whoever.
Our lines have not switched once this year until right before conference.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in game, they won't?
No.
Okay.
No. Sometimes that'll happen in hockey for sure, but
yeah,
not
I've
much on
that.
Our team, at
okay.
least in the last couple of years. But.
And I'm talking to a grad student and a senior. Would you say you're more of a veteran team this year or still a young team?
I would say veteran.
Yeah, like we have okay. quite a few seniors, so next year they're going to have to bring in a whole new class, but we lost a big senior class last year as well, so
right.
a bit of both.
Okay.
We only have 3 freshmen.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Thursday, 6 o'clock, you guys are playing in St. Louis. If people want to watch it, go to Flow Hockey, or the ACHA website gives you pretty up-to-the-second live stats if you want to go that way. I guess expectations for Nationals, I feel like, well, you've had, 2 or 3 weeks off from your last game?
It's
basically a new season, so it's kind of like wipe the slate clean and get going. And one of you mentioned the men's team. Doesn't matter where you're ranked going in, like, it's single elimination. You win, you move on. So I guess, Jen, your expectations for this weekend?
Honestly, I'm trying not to have any expectations. It's just kind of, we just got to play our game and just go into it just knowing what we can do. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you agree, Haley? You're just nodding your head.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty much it.
We just got to play our game. And like you said, after the first 2 games, it's single elimination. So you got to bring your A game every game. But
all right. Sounds good. We'll be keeping track. Best of luck to both of you.
Thank you.
The rest of the Bulldogs have a safe trip all the way to St. Louis. Do you get to fly or it's a bus?
Bus.
All right. Well, enjoy it.
Thank you.
Appreciate you two taking the time.
Thank you.
And again, that was Jen Williams and Haley Wiltshire with the Adrian College ACHA Women's D1 Hockey Team. They will be in St. Louis on Thursday and hopefully through the weekend as they're beginning their Nationals event. Go to adrianbulldogs.com to learn all about it. We're going to step aside. We're going to talk some men's lacrosse. Got a senior coming up from Colorado. Austin Salvage joins me next here from Frickers in Adrian on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. I'm Ian Wendt.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Come out and watch the men's lacrosse team as they play Wednesday at 7. The men's volleyball team plays Friday at 7 and Saturday at 11, all on the Adrian College campus.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
We are your place to go for sports in Lenawee County, 96.5 The Cave. Our weekday show, Inside the Cave, features local sports talk from 7 to 9 a.m. with coach and player interviews, engaging discussion topics, and a little fun, too. Ian Wendt, Jeff Bowman, Pat Hayes, John Roberts, and Mark Comstock are Inside the Cave throughout the week, keeping you up to date on all things happening in Adrian, Tecumseh, Addison, Morenci, Hudson, and Clinton. We also shine a light on high school sports in Britton Deerfield, Lenawee Christian, Blissfield, Onstead, Sand Creek, and Madison. Inside the Cave archives segments from the show on 965thecave.com. Click on replays, then select Cave Clips. Listen to the best parts of the show completely free on 965thecave.com. Have your Lenawee County scores and stats talked about on Inside the Cave by emailing them to us at sports@965thecave.com or reach out to The Cave on social media. Your home for Lenawee County sports is right here on 96.5 The Cave.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Come out and watch the men's lacrosse team as they play Wednesday at 7. The men's volleyball team plays Friday at 7 and Saturday at 11, all on the Adrian College campus.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Back to the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. Josh Mitchell, our engineer. Stacy Mitchell, alongside you, is truly Ian Wendt. We're talking Bulldog Athletics. I've been teasing our listeners for about a month that I was going to give you a headset.
They don't want to hear from me, Ian.
I know you don't like to do it. You don't like to be on air.
I don't care. I just don't have a lot to add that's beneficial.
So one thing we do every Monday,
yeah.
I feel like every Monday, is have dinner before the show.
I can talk about food, and I can talk about cheerleading. Beyond that, the sports, I just listen.
Let's do food.
Okay, I can do food.
Tell our listeners what your go-to is Mondays. And if you lie, I know, because I'm here with you.
Do I have a go-to, though, really? Because I switch it up a lot.
I think more often than not, it's boneless.
I do like boneless. I love a good special, and that's the special.
That's true.
So that's a lot of it. But they have a great freaking chicken wrap.
Yes.
That I really like. And their BLTs are their bacon.
Oh, man.
Oh.
The real bacon.
Real
it's
good
actual bacon.
Bacon. Yeah. I mean,
a lot of it, too.
You can't go wrong with a lot of bacon.
You can't.
So that's, yeah. And brew fries.
Right. The other thing we'll get is appetizers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we do. We do.
Frickles.
I like the veggies.
I turned her on to vegetables.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's about the only
vegetables.
They're
breaded and fried, so.
It doesn't matter. They're vegetables. They're good for you.
It counts as a vegetable.
Yes, it's like part of my diet. It's good.
Yeah.
Onion petals today, and they're on the happy hour special, so bonus for that. Again, love a good special.
That was me. I pulled that.
I know. I'm proud of you, Ian.
We're going to switch it up.
Yeah.
We normally do fried pickles.
We do.
Or the
veggies. Or pretzel bites.
Pretzel bites.
Because my kid loves the pretzel bite, so when he comes,
he gets a wrap almost every time.
He does. He's a wrap boy. Yeah, he likes the wraps.
That's on the lunch menu, too, the lunch specials.
It is. That's why.
A great
so
deal.
I have a hard time getting it at night because I can get it on special at lunch. So I just have to come back for lunch and for dinner, and then everything's okay. Then
no
I get
problem
one of each.
With that.
No, I'm
nothing
good
wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that at all.
I've come here on Sundays to get the Parkmore chicken. And then I'm back here with you on Monday.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you.
It's no shame.
I don't blame you. Parkmore chicken's good.
That's
have
what
you
I've
had
been
it?
Right
have
there.
You had it?
I have not had it.
He can't. He's in season.
Okay. Out of season, you're going to have to come try it. It's so good.
I'll be back.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, thanks, Stacey.
You're welcome. Anything for you, Ian.
Write that down. All right, that's enough of Stacey. Your mic's being muted. All right, go sell some ads. Thank you. Okay. You heard briefly right there talking about that special behind me. It's $12.99, dine-in or carry-out, this frickin' Parkmore chicken sandwich. I would pair that up with some beer, too. And that's just me. All right, we're going to talk some men's lacrosse at Adrian College. We have a senior from Wellington, Colorado. He is an attacker. His name is Austin Selvage. Austin, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking time away from the goal, which you've been finding all season, to spend some time to talk with us. You lead the team in assists with 13, and you're second on the team in goals with 12. And the nature of your position, I think, should lead you to more points. So that's a little bit of some pressure on you, right? From coach, like, hey, look, man, you're in the spot. We're going to give you chances. And so, number one, what's the season been like so far for you and the Bulldogs? I know the record hasn't been spectacular, but I feel like things are getting a little better for you.
Yeah, I mean, the record itself, I mean, it's very tough if you know our kind of lacrosse or this area, especially in the Midwest. But, I mean, our schedule's kind of been all to prep us for the future so far. We're doing the best we can, kind of fighting through injuries and different personnel being on and off the field, but I think we're getting to kind of a turning point right now, so that's a good sign.
Well, that's good. Being a senior, I can never assume people's journey to Adrian College. I'll go like, what was it like 4 years ago when you walked on campus? They're like, well, I didn't. So, Austin, what's the journey been like for you to get to the Bulldog jersey?
Yeah, so you heard I'm obviously from Colorado, so mm-hmm. quite the trip to get here.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's a far drive, but I do drive it. Yeah.
Oh man,
I like to have my car out here. But
okay.
My journey was pretty simple. I didn't look at a lot of schools like recruiting wise, and you know Adrian gave me the shot, and the team when I first came to campus was special. So that's kind of what brought me here. And I mean, I'm really glad I came here and stayed here. I've met some of my best friends for life on this team, so I'd say it's a plus.
Yeah, I would say so, too. And part of that team, oh, man, was it last year with all the seniors or year before? Again, they're starting to roll together. That was a pretty special squad for you guys. So what's it been like kind of transitioning out of that?
Yeah, I was roommates with a bunch of the older guys, actually. So, like, those are some of my best friends, like I said. And, I mean, those guys came back for our most recent game, and it was cool to, like, show them that our team is still what they've kind of built on, even though we are, you know, having our issues with our schedule. But, you know, taking on the roles that they kind of left has been pretty tough so far, just leadership-wise, I think, for me, because I've hadn't really been in that role at all before, so I've had to take steps myself. But yeah, like I said, I think we're getting there. I think we're taking our steps in the right direction. So
yeah, that is interesting you bring up leadership when you come from a team that's got it built in, like, you know, those guys have been on the team for years and now they're seniors, and it's like I'm just along for the ride. Like, I gotta do my part obviously when I get on the field, but now that's you, Austin, how many other upperclassmen or seniors or leadership roles would you say you have on the team?
Yeah, I feel like for lacrosse it's kind of easy because there's four like distinct like main positions. You got your attackers, your midfielders, your defense, and then your goalie. So we kind of have a leader in every spot, which is pretty nice.
Okay.
So like I'm with the attack guys. I kind of lead that charge. And then we've got Mark Picano down on the defense leading that charge. Josiah in goal, who's having a phenomenal season. And then at the midfield, Tyler Ristow is another captain. So we've kind of got leaders all over the field, which is nice, and in different spots, so we're not so singled out, which is,
sure,
I think, very helpful.
And, you know, coming into play this week, you've had some opportunities, obviously, to travel a little bit and to play in the Dome. what was that like to, number one, play there, and number two, like, your practice will never be canceled? you'll always have a spot to practice. So that can be good, especially early on in the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing right now. Obviously, like, it's got a little cold outside tonight. We were able to get into the dome and get our working inside. We're not freezing outside, but
right.
It's pretty nice to have, and especially for like timing in season and out of season. So we're not practicing at 10 p.m. at night. You know, we're able to get in at four to six and kind of get our work done when we're still locked in for the day.
Yeah, very good. And you'll graduate and you'll say, man, I wish I had that for the yeah. first few years of my time here, because I mean, I've seen games or driven by when the lights are on and it's snowing mm-hmm. or it's raining. I'm like, oh man, they got to practice, because you do have to practice.
Yep.
Like there's no other way around it. The Blue Gym has its challenges too. I've seen lacrosse guys and gals try to practice in there. You are limited in terms of space.
Yep. Space, and also I think injury comes in there too. Like having that like nice soft turf for the dome has been amazing, especially to save our legs with our numbers being a little lower.
Let's talk about some of your teammates, Austin. We have Braden McNamara leading the team with 14 goals, and a local guy, Trace Tidswell from Tecumseh, on Alec Winiger. Am I saying that right?
Yep.
Finally got it. He also. They both have 12 goals, so you're sandwiched right between those guys. Is Trace playing midfield this year, or is he an attacker?
He's at midfield.
Yeah. Okay. And Alec, too,
yep.
midfielder? Okay. What's it like with those guys on the field? I feel like you get a lot of playing time with those three.
Yeah, it's special. You get to run those three kind of main guys out of the box, and it's nice to have those three guys up there that I know I can trust. I can trust to throw the ball up there, and they're going to make a play, and they're scoring at good percentages, especially Braden. I mean, as a freshman, coming out with 14 goals is pretty special. So super,
yeah.
super stoked for that.
I'd say so. What's it like to know that every day you don't have to be the guy, that you do have some balanced scoring where, sometimes I can't hit the net, but I'll make the pass.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's like a sense of relief mentally, so there's not so much pressure on just me alone, because that is something I've felt kind of this season, where it's like I'm trying to take on this huge role, and that mental pressure is pretty tough sometimes. But yeah, like I said, having those teammates I can trust just gives me like that sense of relief, so that's nice.
Talking Bulldog men's lacrosse with Austin Selvidge, a senior from Colorado. He's an attackman. The season thus far, 2-6 on the year. You beat Otterbein and Wittenberg, projected to finish fourth in the MIAA. That's by the coaches preseason. As we get closer to conference play, you're not quite at conference play, but that's really what it's all about, is getting yourself in tune, ready to go when you play the games that quote-unquote matter in terms of, your postseason seeding and things like that. So where do you think the team is at, just eight games in?
Yeah, like I said, I think we're just about to turn that corner. Like we got a tough game coming up this week against Baldwin Wallace, but once we get to conference, our mentality is we got to flip that switch, and it's go time. Out of conference was our kind of preparation time, but all these young guys on the team, I think they're starting to feel that it's time to step up, and we're getting into the thick part of it right now.
Could you talk about that schedule in terms of striving for the program to reach heights like that, and Coach Wetzel, he's been around the program for a little bit, constructing that schedule and putting this team together. Could you maybe speak to Coach? I feel like he probably spends a lot of time with you. Cameron Reed, he did some stuff for us at the station a few years ago. He probably focuses on the defense, being an assistant. So what's it like under Coach Wetzel?
It's great. I mean, all 4 years I've gotten the chance to work with him, and he's got a special mind for the game, and that's a big piece of it that people don't understand, is that lacrosse is a lot of mental parts that go into it. It's kind of like basketball, where there's a lot of moving pieces when you're getting your sets and stuff going. So having somebody who's so like mentally smart when it comes to lacrosse is just, it's really special. It's an advantage that I wish I had taken more advantage of, I would say.
Well, and you had leaders on the field, too,
yep.
I'd say, for most of your time,
yep.
That large class ahead of you. Let's get to on-field for a second. I talked with Madeline Turcotte last week, and I was just trying to learn more about the game itself. I don't know if people know what I look like, but I'm not a lacrosse player. Never was. Not fast enough. Not, you know. Anyway, you are an attacker, so you don't venture on the defensive half of the field. And when your team is playing defense, you're hanging out at that midfield line. What can you really do defensively to help out your team? Are you calling out things, or is it just getting ready for the next chance offensively?
Yeah, so I mean, we do our team scout for the games. We do it all as a team together. So like, I'll see what the defense has to work on in a game and see what the looks they're looking for, and if that's something that I can help with at the time, I'll stand at the midline and call out what I can. But defensively wise, the attack also have to ride. So if we were to take a shot and miss or something, the other team has to clear it. Okay. Over that 50-yard line. So we kind of have to play defense our own right there to try and stop them. Yeah.
You're trying to force a turnover.
Yep, exactly.
Right? Okay. Will you ever, change position in a game? Or are you like a declared attacker, you'll never go back and play defense? Or is that just a you thing?
So as an attackman, the kind of goal is to never have you stuck on defense, because you obviously don't know everything about the defensive sets and schemes. But okay. As a midfielder, you should probably know a little bit of both. And I did play midi in high school, so I know the basics of that stuff, but it would probably not be great for me to be sitting down there.
The defenders are like, you stay up there, you figure that all out.
Stick to scoring the goals.
So. Yeah. Are you more of a guy that plays in front of the other team's goalie, or do you like to spread the field out and create some space?
I think I'm definitely on the more like spread the field out, play it a little slower, smarter style. I think that's a strength of mine. So that's what we've kind of played into this year, less of me being on the inside and catching these dangerous passes. But yeah, I think it's worked out well to get us like slowed down as a team and kind of settle into this new infrastructure we got.
All right, here's another softball ask a question, just lob it up for you. For the listener, it's like baseball or hockey. You're a right-handed shot, or you're a left-handed shot, or do you kind of go in between? So the right-handed shot would be the hand closest to the netting is on the top. Your right hand's up top, left hand on the handle, right? And then you'd switch it for left.
Yep.
So
exactly.
Do you switch, or are you a righty or lefty? Or
yeah, so I
do
mean...
Do both?
You should, as a college lacrosse player, you should be able to do both, especially on the offensive end. I mean, it's something that was kind of drilled into me when I was growing up playing, and so it's kind of fundamental now, just being able to use both. But, I mean, everybody's going to have a preferred hand and a stronger hand. So.
Okay. So you never, in theory, have to take a backhanded opportunity?
In theory, you shouldn't. Sometimes it's a better option. Sometimes you'll see me just throw one out there.
Or sometimes, like, over your head.
Sometimes
or through the legs or whatever.
Sometimes it's harder for the goalie to track it if you're shooting it a little funkier, a little more dynamic than the normal shot. So.
And then for the non-lacrosse player, is there a better percentage chance of you scoring if you shoot low toward the goalie's feet or high?
You know, I would say it depends on the goalie, but if I was a new player, I'm probably shooting a bounce shot. I think bouncers are hard for the goalie to track because it changes from turf to turf or grass or whatever you're playing on. So I'd say bounce shot if I was the first time.
And I'm going to assume you play mostly on turf, not a lot on grass. Yep. Have we played on grass this year?
We have not.
Okay. Do you know if any conference – I don't think any conference school has grass.
I actually don't know if I've ever played on grass in college yet. I think it's all been turf.
That'd be interesting. That'd be some crazy bounces, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd mix it up a bit.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, Austin, expectations for your next game. You are home Wednesday against Baldwin-Wallace at 7 o'clock. It might be still a little bit chilly, and I think the winds might be a little less. But what are you looking at going into that contest?
Yeah, like I said, Baldwin-Wallace is a really, really good team. It'll be a tough challenge for us. But I think that our goal as a team needs to just be to learn something, move forward, take some steps. Like, every step we can take leading into conference is huge for us. So I think we need to take it with a grain of salt and just stay prepared.
All right, good stuff. Well, Austin, thanks for talking with me today. Best of luck the rest of the way, and more specifically and more urgently, Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Home game against 7 o'clock against BW over at Docking Stadium. I've been talking men's lacrosse with Austin Selvidge, a senior from Wellington, Colorado. We're going to take a break. We got softball next. The MIAA position player of the week. That's all I'm going to say, because that's the only one that they've had. 3 weeks, three times, Taylor Gearhart has been that for the Bulldog softball program. We'll talk to her next after these messages. I'm Ian Wendt, Josh Mitchell, Stacy Mitchell. It's the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Come out and watch the men's lacrosse team as they play Wednesday at 7. The men's volleyball team plays Friday at 7 and Saturday at 11, all on the Adrian College campus.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
MGM tonight.
Oh, golly! There's no way that Indiana can win a national title in football.
It happened. The Big Ten has won now 3 straight consecutive national titles.
Bet MGM tonight with Pat Boyle and Brad Evans. Weeknights at 6 Eastern on Westwood One Sports and the Westwood One Sports app.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Come out and watch the men's lacrosse team as they play Wednesday at 7. The men's volleyball team plays Friday at 7 and Saturday at 11, all on the Adrian College campus.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243 AD Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
The Cave, 965TheCave.com. It's the ACL Access Show. I'm Ian Wendt. We got Stacy Mitchell. We got her mic off. She's said enough today. We got Josh Mitchell, our engineer. Tonight we're at Frickers in Adrian on South Main. Don't forget their happy hour specials from 3 until 6, and then from 9 until 10:30 on Sunday through Thursday, and then 9 till 11:30 on Friday and Saturday. So stop on by Frickers in Adrian. I feel like they're always hiring too, so stop on by and fill out an application. All right, we've been talking some women's D1 hockey. We've talked some men's lacrosse, and now it's time to talk to the MIAA position player of the year so far. There's been 3 of them, and she's won all 3. Junior outfielder from Pataskala, Ohio. We have Taylor Gearhart with me. Hey, Taylor.
Hello.
Well, I'd say, personally, you've had a pretty good start to your year. .580 batting average, 40 hits and 69 at-bats. You've scored 30 runs, 4 doubles, 2 triples, 2 homers. 10 RBIs. Where'd that power come from?
I mean, when I was in high school, I did hit quite a few home runs, and then I came to college and kind of went off a little bit because my goal is to always hit a line drive or something on the ground because I know I can run it out or
right.
That just works for me, but the power just came on Saturday, so it worked out.
Now you're just adding power to the repertoire.
Yeah.
So you're a junior. You've been on this team. This will be your 3rd season, right?
Yes.
What brought you up to Adrian from Central Ohio?
Coach Fox, when I was probably a sophomore in high school. She actually watched one of my school ball games. We were at States 1 year, and she came up to me after and started talking to me. And at that time, she was at Muskingum. And then she continued to email me. And then she came up to Adrian and kept emailing me. And then that's how it happened.
So she had her eye on you for a while.
Yes.
Well, and then you get to AC. When I saw you play, you were in right field. Are you still in right field this year?
I'm in center field this year.
Center field this year.
Yes.
But there was some speed at center field last year.
Yeah, there was.
You had a quick outfield.
Yes, we had a very good outfield.
Yeah, a bit of a change, right, from right field to center field. You could get a little more action during the game, typically.
Yeah, I like center field a little bit better than right field. I played center field before college, too, and I always liked to cover a lot of ground. And yeah.
You certainly could. There was no question about that. Yeah. So who else is in that outfield with you this season?
In left field, we have had our freshman Addie there a little bit, and Corey played this weekend. Elena was there for a little bit, but she is now injured for a little bit, so ooh, just trying to heal. And then in right field, we have Hannah.
You're going to have to help me with last names.
Hannah Walker.
Okay.
Yes.
That's not a name I remember from last year.
I think she played second base last year.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, so she's not a pure outfielder, but we're making her an outfielder this year.
You can show her the ropes.
Yeah.
You know what right field's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so as I mentioned, 3 weeks into the season, conference position player of the week 3 times. You've stolen 24 bases already?
Yeah.
I mean, you're just get on the base and go.
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you batting leadoff this year?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, do you even have to look at Coach Fox now to know if you're going or not? I mean, is it just you're on base and you're stealing?
Well, when I get on base, I have a feeling that she's going to send me. She always says I have the green light too, but I usually wait for her because she might know that the other team might have a feeling that I'm going, so she might send me on the second pitch rather than the first pitch sometimes. So it just depends.
That's been unsuccessful for the defenses so far. Yes. I'm going to assume that was part of your game in high school. You probably stole maybe twice as many bases in high school.
Yeah, I stole a lot of bases in high school too. Speed's always been a good thing to use for me.
Talking Bulldog softball with Taylor Gearhart, the new center fielder for Adrian this year. Last season, you graduated a fair number of seniors. You had some fifth years in there as well. So what's the makeup of the team this year? Are you more of a still a veteran team, or do you have more freshmen and sophomores, would you say?
I'd say now it's kind of a good mix. We had a lot of starters that left because they graduated last year, of course, but I think it's a good mix now. We have a few sophomore infielders, and then Hannah is a sophomore as well. We also have freshmen Megan at third base, and then Addie's a freshman, and Corey is a freshman too. That's in left field. So it's just a mix. And we also have some transfers too. Liv's a pitcher, but she is currently injured as well. But we also have Emmy, who is a junior too, and she's a catcher. So,
okay. Yeah, so it sounds like a good mix. You're not heavy in one class or another.
Yeah.
This season, you guys are 50-50. You're 9-9. On the season thus far. Your Florida trip went 4-6. I know Coach had high expectations going down to Florida. 4-6, that's not great, and that's not too bad. So what would your assessment of the trip down there?
Yeah, I think Coach Fox did have high expectations. I think we all kind of did. But it's just about learning from the losses that we did have. And with the heavier part of our season being done now, we get to take our practice time and take what we learned from the losses and grow from that and get better.
When you say heavy, you mean you're playing like a doubleheader Friday, doubleheader Saturday? Like, it was a quick trip to Florida, wasn't it?
It was. Well, we were in Florida for a week, but we played 2 games Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then we had a day break, and then we played Thursday, Friday, doubleheaders.
Wow.
So that was a lot, yes.
And there were some good teams down there, too.
Mm-hmm. We had some good competition down there.
And it's all about getting you ready for the eventual conference tournament, right?
Yes.
Getting a high seed, getting that conference tournament. If I remember right, that school in Indiana is pretty early in the season, right?
Yeah, that is our first conference game, and that's at the beginning of April.
A couple weeks out.
Yeah.
My goodness.
I know.
And you guys just took another trip, road trip down to Kentucky, where you went 3-3.
Yes.
You guys are road warriors.
Yeah, lots of travel in
lots
the beginning of,
bus time.
Of the season. Yes.
Yeah. Easily, or an easy way to get some team bonding in is to be on a mm-hmm. bus for, I don't know, 8-9 hours going to wherever you were in Kentucky.
Yeah, we definitely have a close connection off the field and on the field, but I think it's just about bringing that off-field connection back onto the field and connecting that way so we can score runs.
Okay, interesting point. When you talk on-field connection, is that a verbal thing or an execution thing, or what would you think that is?
I think it's more execution, a little bit of the verbal. I think all of us are very supportive of each other. That's not a problem, but I think it's just with getting hits and scoring runs, just connecting in that way, like knowing that you can get a hit to score this run because the person in front of you did, and yeah.
The team this season, I feel like you haven't had a ton of trouble scoring runs. Would you say you guys turn over the lineup pretty well?
Yeah, we definitely do. Yeah.
And just kind of getting the younger players to, I want to say, tag along mm-hmm. a little bit, because softball, baseball, things like that can be very much momentum sports. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, you get on base.
Yes.
Okay, you're stealing second.
Yeah.
Okay, can the next batter either get him in or get him over?
Right.
And then it's up to your 3-4, and then if that works, it's just rinse and repeat.
Yes,
right?
It's just, that's why I love being leadoff. I love starting off a game. I love getting on base because I think that it can give confidence to the players that follow in the lineup and so on. And that's definitely an important part of the game, and getting runs in. It's all about that connection there in the lineup and getting a hit because the person in front of you got a hit.
The team this season projected by the coaches in the conference to finish second, and that's where you finished last year in the tournament in the MIAA. Do you guys talk about those expectations outwardly, or it's kind of on the back burner?
Like the MIAA?
Yeah.
I think we definitely talked about it a lot before we started playing games and stuff, about the expectations that we had going into the MIAA tournament and stuff like that. I think with traveling so much recently, it's kind of just been about like being present at the game that you're at and winning that game and focusing on that. But I think as we practice more like throughout the rest of this month and continue playing like only a few games in the week, I think that'll be more a focus for us.
Well, looking ahead, your next games, you have a game on Saturday at College. If I remember right, that's a decent drive. That's I think Southern Indiana, right?
Yeah, it's about 4 hours.
And you're playing one game, or do you get a doubleheader?
It's a doubleheader.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yes.
And then your first home game is next Wednesday already.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that.
Yes,
finally.
I'm very excited. Finally.
Practicing in the dome quite a bit, I'm sure.
Yes, practicing in the dome and the facility. And then we were on the baseball field some point last week, too. But
okay.
I think this week we'll be in the dome. It's supposed to be cold.
Yeah, pretty looking outside. Yeah, pretty gross for the next couple of days. Well, Taylor, thanks for taking the time today. Congrats on the success so far, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And once again, that was Adrian Softball's Taylor Gearhart joining me on the ACL Access Show. The Bulldogs are at Franklin College on Saturday. Then they are home to open up the Bulldog Softball Stadium on Wednesday of next week. So stop on by. Go to adrianbulldogs.com for all the information. Thanks to Jen Williams, Haley Wiltshire, Austin Selvage, and Taylor Gearhart, along with Mike Prang. And for Josh Mitchell in our studio, Stacy Mitchell next to me, I'm Ian Wendt saying so long for this week. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. This is the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of ACL Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2 W243 AD Adrian 96.5 The Cave.